Father God, thank you so much for allowing us to be here today. And thank you so much for allowing us to be chosen vessels to helping our fellow brothers and sisters find you, Father, and walk the path with you, Father, and have their focus solely on you, Father, and give you all the honor and glory. Father, as you have placed on my spirit to help my fellow brothers and sisters to turn from their sinful ways and give God all the honor and glory. So, as you have put on my spirit today to share with my fellow brothers and sisters, Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 24, and New International Version. And it reads, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since that may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For though they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and foolish. Hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being, and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in their sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another." So what God is just telling us here, it's just to give him recognition, because of the fact of it is, one day you can be wise, but one day you can be a fool. And I will hate to be a fool walking with God, because at the end of the day, that means you're always susceptible to the attacks of the enemy. So please be careful in this process as we celebrate a time where people want their desires of their heart to be acknowledged and given to them through presents and whatnot. And nobody glorifies God in this process. So be careful in this process, because of the fact of all glory goes to God. So as it's been put in my spirit to always give God the acknowledgement, and because we know God, as we felt his presence, it's priority that we do this. So please close your eyes, bow your head, and lift your hands up high. So I say, hey, Father, thank you so much for allowing us to be in your presence. And thank you so much for allowing all the obstacles and everything that we have dealt with that you have superseded and defeated for us. Father, please apologize for us not always giving you the acknowledgement. And Father, please just think about where we are at. And Father, as you know where we're at, Father, we just want to submit ourselves humbly to your feet. And we just want to say, Father, please forgive me for all the things I do know and I don't know, Father. Even if I think it, Father, please forgive me of those thoughts that are against your will, Father. And in this time, Father, I just want to say, all glory goes to you. And thank you so much for allowing us to see another day. And thank you so much for allowing us to walk into another year, Father. And with that being said, Father, I just want to ask all these things in your holy name. I say, amen.